following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Turn 90 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are a casual crew, and we are live in Twitch tonight. And I am Blacklace. With me in the studio is Ugly Brute.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world.
Right, because you're morning, we're evening.
Yeah.
That's because you're down under with the snakes, the spiders.
Yeah, you can have a few.
And the sharks.
Yeah.
And also with me, and with Ugly Brute, is Autumn's Bane.
We're pretty excited about the upcoming release of Dire Wolf Beta. Just report this sign for a chance at a key.
What?
That is cryptic, man. I have no idea. I'm going to go with...
That's not a card back. Is it really?
I'll read it again. Listen carefully. We are pretty excited about the upcoming release of Dire Wolf Beta. Just repost this sign for a chance at a key.
Dire Wolf Alpha.
Ding, yes. Ding, ding, ding. It was really quite easy if you paid attention.
Well, who pays attention? Oops, I mean, yes, I'm always paying attention. See,
I'm looking at it in gold right now, and it kind of reminds me of the two cool wolves I got in Warcraft this weekend. So the Dire Wolf Alpha is a 2 casting cost beast minion. It's a 2/2, and adjacent minions have +1 to attack.
They wear 2/2s?
No.
I'm sorry.
Not off my tangent. Dire wolves.
They don't have problems with who they are. No. So yes, that's an awesome card. And you did. You got 2 wolves this week in Warcraft, so a purple one and a green one. Very cool.
Nice. Do you ride them both at the same time?
No, they're pets.
No, they're not to ride. They're pets, but they both involved elaborate quest and skill
and
time and
help.
In some case help. Yes.
Yes.
Pity you can't ride them both at the same time. You know, when you go to those marine shows and you've got the girls on all the jet skis and they're all like standing on top of each other, stacked.
They or could one have foot like on each dolphin wow. when
one
they're riding
each,
the dolphin.
Yeah, you've got
or
one
horses.
Foot on each dire wolf and you're just going wild through the kingdoms. You know?
There you go. All right, so we have a new card back this month. We just got our July card back, and they announced the August card back, which is the Tournament Grounds. Have you guys had a chance to look at it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I love it.
It's much better than the Tazdingo.
Well, I like that one.
Agreed.
But I think
horses
figure out what
are going
to
like this one too.
It's got
horses are definitely going to like this one with all the hay.
Yes, there's a lot of hay on it, and then there's a shredded tabard because some of the strings are showing, so it's well worn. Would you say that's a shield in the middle?
To look at it. I'm not looking at it at the
You're
moment.
You're supposed to be looking at it. I think it's a shield. I don't know. It still looks like a cupcake to me. But they are.
There's nothing wrong with having a cupcake-shaped shield.
That's true. So the cards replace the art decorating the reverse side of the cards. They're a great way to show off your Hearthstone accomplishments. And, of course, as always, add the Tournament Grounds back to your collection by hitting rank 20 in ranked play mode. Sorry about that. So that is the card. It's pretty. It's pretty. It won't, however, replace the card back that I've been using lately, which is for the pre-purchase, which we'll get into in a little bit. Let's get into that now. Pre-purchase $49.99, 50 packs of the tournament cards, and you get the tournament grounds, you get a new card back, which is not, I'm sorry, tournament grounds is the August one, but you get a tourney card back with the pre-purchase for $49.99, which is already active if you've gotten it. Unless, of course, you live in Australia, then it, as Ugly Brute has found out, tell us, Ugly Brute.
I know.
It's kind of ugly, actually.
We get all of the same ads as you guys do. So for, you know, weeks down here, they've been saying with big banners, $49.99, pre-purchase, fantastic. So I was looking forward to it. And then it finally went live to do the pre-purchase. So I went in to do it. And in Australia, it's $65. So unfortunately, I've got three little kids and a wife, so I can't afford to buy it. I am envious of everyone who's got it. I'm happy for them as well, of course, but yep, won't be happening in my household, unfortunately.
Oh, I sorry, think, but hey, we got I you to start the... saving your gold.
Exactly, yep. I'm up to 1,200, by the way, 1,205.
Awesome. I'm 1,695, and nobody can beat Autumn's Bane. Where are you at? 2,000 or something?
Hold on.
Autumn's Bane could buy half of Blizzard with his gold.
Right.
No, I could. I could not. I have 2,135 gold at the moment.
Nice. So what were you going to say?
I will be able to get 71 packs the day that we...
Nice. And we're not even there yet. We don't know when it's going to actually release in August.
No, we don't.
Maybe
what I was
going
to say is the government of Australia has to understand that digital media doesn't have to pass through customs and be inspected for diseases or contraband or drugs or arms. That it actually is digital and there's no reason to charge a gazillion dollars more for the product. And make people take plane rides all the way to San Francisco to pick up their software and ride back again. Because I heard somebody doing that for one of the Windows versions years ago, like Windows 7 or whatever it was, that the cost of it, or Photoshop, the Photoshop suite, it was just so astronomically expensive in Australia that it was cheaper to take a plane ride to the United States, buy it all, and then fly back again. That's just sick.
Yeah, no, it is true. And even with things like, you know, people are not aware of it unless they live in Australia, but even things like iTunes purchases, some people in Australia go as far as, you know, changing their computer's identity so that it looks like it's an American computer, and then they go to the American iTunes store to buy their songs and stuff because it's just, you know, anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar cheaper per song to buy it in America.
Can't do that with a pre-purchase, huh?
Well, I probably could, but...
You would lose all the cards you've got already.
What I do want to say, though, is I'm definitely going to buy a bundle. I'm not going to be able to afford to buy a $65 bundle, but I'm definitely going to buy a bundle because I do want to support them with this release because I think that Blizzard does such a good job. They do deserve for it not to be purely... For people who can afford it, I think they should put a little bit of money towards it to support Blizzard for making it. For people who can't afford it, like if they're in uni or something like that, I totally understand not putting any money into it. But for those of us who can afford to at least get maybe, you know, 30 pack or something like that, we should do it to support them and say thanks for this new content.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
And
the
going
cards
back
that
to
we
the
are
card,
seeing.
The card back for a moment. Mm-hmm. The you know, for people who are like not going to get the card back because they can't afford to do it or they choose not to do it, either way. You know, the August card back is kind of the Brawl, you know, the Grand Tourney card back anyway. So it's kind of like the other things where if you couldn't get one, you could at least get a substitute.
Right, right. I do exactly. like the card back for the pre-purchase, and I'm really sorry you're not going to be able to play with it. Ugly Brute, because it's pretty.
That's okay.
It's a really
I must admit, I'm looking forward to the, like Autumn's Bane said, I actually agree that the tournament ground ones is very similar. So
yeah,
I'm kind of looking forward to using that one. And let's face it, by the time that comes out, probably everyone who's got the pre-purchase cardback is going to use a new one anyway.
Right.
But one thing that's interesting before we move on from the pre-purchase is there was a real upset in the forums when August 1st came around. Now, Blizzard never promised that expansion was going to come out on the 1st of August. They always said August. but there was a lot of cranky people that said that they waited up until 12:01 a.m. and they couldn't open their new packs and stuff like that. But really, I think it's their own fault for not really reading exactly what was being said, because they never promised it was going to be the first.
They must be new people, because every other
anybody
thing
who knows Blizzard, always
has
late.
Come much later than we thought it would.
Exactly.
And it's I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, Ben Brode has already said on Twitter that they're going to reveal every card before it goes live, so we've still got a little while to wait yet.
It's really cute, though. In the open packs, you can see your little bundle, and it's got a little yellow ribbon tied around it, and it's dancing around like it wants you to open it, and it says available in August.
And it's shaking.
And it's shaking, yeah, so that's what I meant by dancing around. It is. And I was expecting maybe tomorrow, since that's patch day. But you know what? Autumn's Bane, you have news coming up about August 6th. Maybe they'll release it on August 6th with the rest of the news.
I doubt it, but I don't want to pass the subject yet. Blizzard is in the business to make money, and there was just no way that 4 days after announcing a pre-purchase bundle that they were just gonna release the cards and have like only 10% of the people who were gonna participate in that pre-purchase. Yeah, because the pre-purchase chance is gone once it's released. And it's just to allow 4 days for people to get those pre-purchases in, no way that was gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us about August 6th.
Oh my god, August
big,
6th.
Big stuff.
It's like
that's Thursday.
I want to stay up. No, actually, on the East Coast, it'll be noon for us on Thursday. So while I'm at lunch, I'm gonna be tuning in. It's 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That they're going to be announcing from Gamescom, and it's not con with an N. It's actually com, as in like something.com, but without the dot. Anyway, it's in Germany. It's a big gaming convention. And they're going to be announcing the next expansion of World of Warcraft.
Right, they're not doing it at BlizzCon like they usually do. They're doing it earlier.
No, so let me give you a little history, because Ugly Brute said to me, he says, have they ever done this before and not at BlizzCon? So Classic WoW was announced in September of 2001. That long ago is when they announced it. On November 23rd of 2004, they released it. It took 3 years and 2 months from the time that they announced it to the time they released it. That's a long time. But The Burning Crusade, the next expansion, only took 1 year and 3 months. Wrath of the Lich King took 1 year, like almost on the dot. Cataclysm took 1 year and 4 months. Mists of Pandaria took 11 months. And Warlords of Draenor took 1 year, almost to the day. And they've been pushing and pushing for faster releases. And after disbanding the Titan team and putting all those people onto the Blizzard team, World of Warcraft team, and with all the shortness of content we've gotten this expansion, we know they've been working like crazy to pump this out. So my prediction is they're going to announce whatever the name of it is. They might even announce that a beta is going to take place very shortly. And I anticipate an actual new release of an expansion in the spring.
Any guesses as to what it'll be?
I don't know. It could be continuing the storyline. Gul'dan gets away and Grom does not get killed like we thought he was going to. So maybe they'll be involved, but I don't know. It could be anything.
Someday.
Even the experts don't know. Someday what?
They may release the Emerald Dream.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. They may. It would be all night elf based because everything's been horde. I don't know. Dragons and such. And I mean, look what ice.
Do you know what the Emerald Dream actually is?
Yeah, it's where all the druids are sleeping.
Well, they're sleeping there, but the Emerald Dream is actually Azeroth as it once was, before it was sundered. Mm-hmm. All right. One continent. Just the whole world is one big continent, not a bunch of islands.
So I don't know if they could do that, because then we'd have to reconfigure the maps again, and they did that with Cataclysm, so who
knows?
Well,
it would be another plane, so it could be in, like, EverQuest, where you travel to other worlds. But, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call...
It's big news.
What do they call a... What do they call a cluster of little islands? An
archipelago?
Archipelago. I reckon they should do an archipelago, because when you look at the Azeroth map, I reckon it would look awesome if somewhere central, maybe just outside of the big swirly thing in the middle of the map, they should have like a whole bunch of islands, and then, you know, these this naval theme that they've got now, they could play that on into the next expansion.
Well, whatever it is, they have to make sure that whatever it is can translate to Hearthstone someday.
Exactly. Think of all the new baddies that we're going to get in Hearthstone eventually from the expansion.
I jest, of course, but can you imagine if they're thinking while they're designing Warcraft, well, if we do this, then Hearthstone could do that.
I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
Anyway, that's the big news. I'm really, really excited about that news.
We also have...
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you. Let's keep talking about this if you had more to say.
I was going to say probably about as excited, if not more excited, than about the Grand Tourney. Because I am excited about the Grand Tourney.
I'm excited about the Grand Tourney. I'm also excited at what Ugly Brute's going to tell us right now that Ben Brode had to say.
Yeah. Ben Brode was in an interview with PC Magazine this week. And he mentioned something that Blizzard, that Team 5 is currently working on. They are currently working on more deck slots.
Yes, yay! This is something we had been asking for that, and didn't they once say they were never planning on doing it? Never trust what Blizzard's going to say.
No,
because I swear
exactly.
They said once they had no plans.
They avoid the word never. The statement they
we
always use
currently have
is,
no plans.
We currently have no plans. No,
yes,
the last conversation they had about this is like, why? How many deck slots do you really need? Just destroy a deck and make a new one. And they were kind of flippant about it.
Nope. I'm very happy about this news. So did he say when? Any kind of projection?
No, of course not. Of course not. He's never going to say something like that.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But he just basically, the only key thing that he said about it was that they were currently working on deck slots. So it sounds like it's coming out sooner rather than later. He didn't mention how many. I would say probably just one more extra page, I would imagine, like just one extra page. Because you know how when you go to your deck slots, you can click back and it goes to the pre-made deck slots that they give you when you first get the game? There's like a little arrow at the bottom and you can go left. And when it goes left, it shows you 9 deck slots for the classes that Blizzard gave you at the start of the game. And then you click forwards and you go back to your 9 deck slots that you've made. So I reckon you're just going to be able to click forwards one more time and there's another 9. And that is probably all we need because, really, I think these new deck slots are going to be for temporary things like tournaments or brawls or fighting against adventures, things like that.
Playing with somebody else's deck.
Playing with someone else's deck, exactly.
All right. I'm excited about that because this is something I've wanted since pretty much day one. I wanted one for each of the heroes and then I wanted one for random bowl. So that I didn't have to delete my favorite decks in order to try a different one of the same character. So I'm very happy about this. Yes.
While we're talking about Ben Bro, he's also said something else interesting on Twitter. He has said that they are going to bring out a good game emote. So basically, I don't know when it's going to happen. He didn't say that they were working on it right now, but he did say that they are aware that... well played does not suit every situation as far as a congratulatory emote. So they are thinking...
Because it can be used sarcastically or viciously.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so could... Yeah, you know what? Somebody can learn how to use good game as sarcastic too.
Now, good game is industry standard for good game. Exactly now, what it means. Everyone else uses
yeah,
it.
But unless
Magic
they...
the Gathering Online
no,
uses
no,
good game.
No, no, no. But anybody, I gotta say this, anybody who's going to be BMing, if somebody gets smeared, they're gonna say, good game, as if to say, look how good I did, and you sucked.
Well, what's interesting, guys, Benbro gave a little background into it. All of the heroes were initially recorded with a good game comment. But they never released them because Blizzard felt, or Team 5 felt, that they only needed one. They felt that when they first released the game, they felt that well played could also be good game. So they decided not to give an extra emote button for good game. But they've had a lot of feedback saying that they feel that a good game comment is completely different from saying well played. So they've decided they are going to add those emotes at some stage, but no one
has. I hope they give us more time.
Well, that was their faith in mankind and the underestimation of the douchebaggery available on the internet.
Exactly.
Yes. So since we're talking about inspiring things, like how to say things, we're going to talk about inspire. Grand Tournament's new keyword is inspire. And they gave us a couple of examples of it now. Quote from their little ditty here is, "The courageous deeds of champions have long served as a source of inner strength for others, and witnessing a hero's gallantry in action can be thought enough to inspire even the lowliest of squires to great feats of strength. In Hearthstone's second expansion, the Grand Tournament, a host of minions are waiting to be inspired by your actions." And again, the inspire is triggered by you using your hero power. And it affects friendly minions on the board, and inspired minions can gain stats, attract additional allies, and a lot of other things. Some good, some bad. One of them is the lowly squire, which is a 1/2, and when you play a card, it becomes a 2/2, which is kind of but it's a 1 casting cost card.
It becomes a dress.
Ha! That was played earlier in the game, dear.
Direwolf
the
Alpha
direwolves.
Had that one.
Yes, they already had the dress. Then you have like the Kodo Rider, which inspires summons a 3/5 War Kodo. That's pretty powerful. It's an epic card, and it's 6 casting costs, which it really should be high casting cost, because if you use your hero power, a 3/5 War Kodo comes out. So here's a priest. He heals himself. He heals himself for 2 points, and he gets a War Kodo coming out. That's a powerful card. There's one Autumn's Bane didn't like, which is the Argent Watchman. 2 casting cost, and it's 2/4. Can't attack, but if you play your hero power and inspire it, he can attack as normal. And Autumn's Bane, you didn't like that one.
Nah, I'm not a fan of that. It's too costly to attack with it.
The Watchers,
you know, you mentioned use the Defender of Argus to give it taunt. And then it has a purpose. It becomes like a wall in Magic the Gathering. But I'd much rather use the Watchers for that purpose, or some Nerubian eggs that get blown up, than to waste it on this guy who's weak to begin with. And I'm not a fan. Black Ugly Brute, you were going to say something?
Yeah, there's another one that came out this week, which is really cryptic for me. I can't figure out why they've done it. There's one, it's like a 2 attack, can't remember the health, but it says on there that if you use your hero power, return this card to your hand. I don't understand why you'd want to play a 2 attack creature.
Oh,
that is
that's the policy manager.
What's the
logic 3 casting cost 2/5. It return this minion to your hand. Well, if he gets damaged, or if somebody silenced him, you can bring him back to your hand and cast him again, and he'll be a 2/5 again.
He's also a 2/5 for 3, so it's kind of like the zombie chow.
Yeah.
In that you're, you know, giving something up to get a warm body out there cheap. I mean,
yep.
3 casting costs is pretty cheap for a 2/5.
I guess that's a good point. I felt he was a bit meh, and also he sort of restricts your ability to use your inspire, but...
Well, you'd
I
have
guess,
to use him first.
From.
You'd have to attack with him, cast him, attack, the next turn attack with him. And then, you'd use your hero power.
Yep, I'm open to
that. Bring
him
back his hand, cast him again so you could attack next turn. I mean,
it could be
like a Yeah, it's almost like
it
a stealth.
Should be woeful to draw late in the game.
Well, we're going to talk about cards later, right? But later. I'm not a fan of the. I'm not a fan of
but
this one either.
We were discussing Inspire, so that was you're not inspired by that, huh?
Not exactly. The least.
However, Autumnsbane, you found out something else since we're talking about champions. Let's go over to the players portion where we're actually playing as not casual but ranked play, and getting to the legendary status used to be very important for something, and it will be in the future, I'm sure, in a year from now. But right now, champion points.
Oh, so as you go through different things in this world, like the top 100 legend players. For the rank seasons are accruing points towards the world championship. And also, as Ugly Brute mentioned in previous turns, that those tournaments that are happening out in the world, people are accruing points. Is that true, Ugly Brute?
True.
Okay. So anyway, this week, Blizzard announced that the top 100 Legend players for the August-ranked play season will also accrue points towards qualifying for the Hearthstone World Championship. And they tell you how to find it. But they add this note. As a note, this is the final month to obtain Hearthstone World Championship 2015 points. Now, my question to you, Ugly Brute, if you know the answer, is... Are they referring to just through ranked play and getting to legendary? Or are they talking about all the tournaments around the world?
No, I honestly don't know the answer to that. But I would imagine that they probably want to wrap it up entirely fairly soon so that they can get all of the statistics in. Because they still have to have their last call tournaments. I don't know if you remember last year. They gave X amount of slots to people that earned it, and then they had a last call tournament for the last few slots. So they still need to have time between now and BlizzCon to have those last call tournaments as well.
Because they don't want to have these qualifiers all the way up until like the last minute before BlizzCon, do they?
No, exactly. People need to start planning. Teams need to start organizing everything for it. So they need to give
tickets
them
and hotel
a bit of time.
Rooms.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, imagine if you were a top player and you booked everything and you were ready to go, and then all of a sudden somehow 17 other people got more points than you.
Yeah, that would suck. So for those people interested in playing at BlizzCon, this is the final month.
Mm-hmm. Get cracking.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about it too much myself personally.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
I think I have all the player, points guys. I need.
Yeah. All right, so I've gotten quite a few people offering to let me play with their decks lately. And yes. This week I played with Crosley's deck. And I have to say, I'm going to go over it with you guys. I was missing four cards. I was able to, I think, nicely substitute for them. But I'm going to let you know what happened. First of all, just to read through again, let's see if I can get it right this time. If I am not saying how many there are two. So, Argent Squire.
Are you sure?
Yes. Argent Squire, one Holy Light, one Acidic Swamp Ooze, Annoyatron, Argent Protector, one Micro Machine, Shielded Minibot, Cog Hammer, one Sword of Justice, Hobgoblin, Scarlet Crusader, Silver Moon Guardian, one Cobalt Guardian, Grim Patron, one Argent Commander, Sunwalker, one Black Knight, obviously, Force Tank Max, and one Ragnaros Fire Lord. So those are the cards, and I did not have a Hobgoblin, I didn't have two Coghammers, and I didn't have a Black Knight. That Black Knight is my legendary. So I substituted Tyrion, since it's a Paladin deck. I substituted Tyrion for the Black Knight. I wanted to go with, and Crosley actually told me this is a way to do it for this deck, wanted to go with more tauntable minions. So instead of the two Coghammers, I put in two Defenders of Argus, which I could throw between two cards to make them become taunts. And then for the Hobgoblin, I just put in a Sun Fury Protector. So I was playing, and the first thing I came up against was a priest. And the first thing he did was stole a card. Second thing he did was destroyed my mini-bot. Then he kept stealing all my cards. And he did the typical destroy this, make a copy of this, pump this, and silence that. And I lost terribly. But I thought, this still seems like it could be a good deck. And I played against a lock. The lock had all taunts out and all high-powered cards. And the RNG was against me, and I lost. I said to myself, I don't understand this. This deck just feels like it should win. So when I came across a rogue, I won that head over heels. The last card played was Ragnaros, who basically hit an 8-point fireball after over everything that rogue had and won the game for me. I never took a single spot of damage in that game. I ended the game with 30. So that was my win. I'm sorry.
That was against the what?
That was against rogue.
You were mentioning that you had Defender of Argus in the deck. Is that right?
I did.
Yep, and for those who didn't listen to last turn, I'm impressed because it sounds like you used your Defender of Argus correctly this time. You must have done some homework.
Yes, I know. I was putting it in the middle instead of at the end and then casting something else in the wrong spot.
So no embarrassing moments there.
No,
oh, wait
no,
a
no.
second. What? While we're on that note, I played a Defender of Argus today. I had a Nerubian Egg because I wanted it to be targeted and broken, and another minion, which is irrelevant, and I went to place the Defender right between the two cards. That's where I aimed at, and then
and it
just jumped over to the right.
I've had that happen with different cards.
Yeah, so it's... Are you sure last time it was actually your fault? Because this time, it was not my fault. I put it in the middle, and it didn't go there.
No, this time I did it right. Last time when I was playing the Shaman, I actually put the Defender of Argus down and then called my Shaman totem out on the other side of it. So obviously, the battle cry didn't work. So that was my screw-up last... That was my embarrassing moment last week. But back to playing with Crosley's deck.
Yes.
I then went against a Paladin who played two Worgen Infiltrators and an Amani Berserker, two of them. I mean, within three or four turns, he had two Worgen Infiltrators and two Amani Berserkers out. Then he Murloc'd me to death. I mean, there were Murlocs flying all over the place. So I conceded.
Was that a Warlock?
Came up again. That was a Paladin.
Paladin.
Oh, yep. It sounded like a Zulok.
No, it wasn't. And then I played a Warrior, and I lost terribly. But I cannot stress... I really felt like every time I played, the RNG was against me. Everything about this deck seemed like it was win. And everybody I came up against had these stupid combos that were stealing, pumping, copying, silencing, taunting, and I couldn't get around them. I really think this deck could have worked. So if you guys want to try it, please do try the deck because I think it had a lot more potential than I was able to get. I was just on a serious losing streak with it. But the one time it did win, and again, it's not one of those gimmicky decks. The one time it did win, I never took a single point of damage. I won like 30 to -3. It was awesome. So
nice.
The deck had a lot of potential. Even though I was losing, it was just a fun deck to play. It's a very normal, fun, typical, but not boringly typical Paladin deck. So hats off to Crosley. I think I did his deck a dishonor. I think it really could have done a lot better. The RNGs just weren't with me. So I had fun.
Cool. It happens like that sometimes, doesn't it? You can just have a bad session where everything goes against you, but it's no reflection on the actual deck.
And I just, as I said, I felt like it really could do well. And when I just totally blitzed that rogue, I was like, yeah, I know it can do this more often. It just wasn't working for me.
Well, Crosley's
really
going to have a nice week. He gets to spend the weekend at Nerdtacular to come back and hear us talk about his deck.
Yep. So we're going on to embarrassing moments since we were talking about my embarrassing moments with my my little Tauntomatic. I didn't have any others this week, but Ugly Brute, you said you had some Druidic embarrassing moments?
Yes. Well, I thought to myself, I want to get another golden hero. That's my goal for this season. So, you know, being casual, I'm not going to worry too much about rank this season. I'm going to worry more about wins so that I can get my gold. Golden Druid, I've decided on. Guess what I've got? I've already got two golden heroes, right? But the next nice. Closest the next closest one I've got to gold is Priest.
How close?
I have decided I'm about 210 wins off with him. Uh-huh. But I decided no, I don't really feel like going Priest right now. I've got too many friends who will be upset if I went that. So I decided to go with Druid, which is my next closest. I've got 300 with Druid. So 300 wins so far with Druid. So I've decided to go Druid all this month. I'm not playing anything except Druid in rank mode to get my golden hero. And so I'm really hoping that the Druid cards that are going to come out this month are going to be awesome. Ben Bro.
So this will be your third hero?
This will be my third. I've got a golden warrior and I've got a golden hunter. I got the golden hunter very early on when you could still do the crazy wombo combos with... I don't even remember the name of it anymore. The vulture and the doggies. You could draw half a million cards. I got my gold.
Ixnay on the overpowered hunter's days.
Exactly. When the hunter was even more OP, that's when I got the golden one. Then I got golden warrior about 3 months ago. So now I'm going for golden druid. And the next two, I don't know whether you've noticed, but the next two cards that you can vote to get revealed, one of them is a druid legendary card. And Ben Brode actually tweeted and said, please vote for the new Druid Legendary card to be revealed. So it sounds like he really wants it to be revealed. So I'm looking forward to what that's going to be, the new Druid Legendary. It looks like an angel, actually. You know how last week you were saying that there's a few angel-looking cards now at Autumn's Bane?
Yes.
Well, this one looks like very angelic as well. Anyway, cut a long story short, I've been playing a lot of Druid. And I have, as an embarrassing moment, I have invented a new combo. Do you want to hear what it is?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Well, the combo that probably everyone knows is Force of Nature, Savage Roar. We all know that one, don't we?
Sure, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in a game where I could have won if I played Force of Nature and Savage Roar, which I did have in my hand.
Oh, let me guess.
What?
You played Savage Roar and then Force of Nature.
No, this could be even worse than that. What I did is I played Force of Nature, and then in my excitement, I grabbed the next card to play out, and none of my Force of Nature cards got boosted. And I went, why aren't my Force of Nature cards enhanced? And then I looked down, and instead of pulling out Savage Roar, I pulled out Sentient Shieldmaster.
Oh no!
And my Sentient Shieldmaster was sitting there on the board, and all of my tutus, yes, my tutus, were sitting on the board. And
lots of tutus and ballet dancing this week.
I couldn't kill the guy. And in fact, I actually did face palm and concede. I just felt that terrible about it. I thought, I can't believe I dragged out the wrong card from my hand. I'm out of here. So that was my embarrassing moment.
I have a name for that embarrassing combo.
What is it?
Tazdingo.
Yep. So it sounds like I'm the only one who makes embarrassing mistakes. I think all of our listeners, because of our program being so good, they don't make mistakes, and that's why we don't get any emails in. But me here, lowly third host, still making plenty of them for everyone.
Oh, no. We do make our share.
You're on your way to three golden heroes. Uh-huh. I'm at 249 of 500 with my hunter, and that's the furthest I've gotten.
Well, yeah, I'm about 233 with my shaman, but the problem is I play too many different ones. And there are times that I just don't feel like playing ranked at all during the month, so.
Hey guys, I just want to mention something. I'm only going to mention it briefly because it'll take too long otherwise, but I just remembered on tempostorm.com, if anyone wants to go there, there's a brand new article, 10 Things I Wish I Knew When I Started Playing Hearthstone. It's an excellent read. Written by a pro, but the one I wanted to bring out here is they were saying don't play in casual mode, because a lot of people say I'm just going to play in casual mode because I don't care about ranking. But they say if you don't care about rank, just play in rank mode anyway, because every game you play gives you proper experience. Because in casual mode, sometimes you can play someone, because there's no real a reward at the end, people can just concede or not really try very hard against you. But you learn more if you play in play mode, in rank mode. But also in rank mode, if you don't care about losing, every time you win, you're working towards your golden heroes.
Yeah, but there's a flip side to that.
Yep.
And that's when you work your way to 15, and you know that means that next month you're only going to have to win like one or two games in order to get your new card back. And yep. You're afraid to keep playing because then you're going to hit a losing streak.
You're going
to
slide backwards.
And get knocked all the way back to 19. And that has happened to both of us numerous times.
If you get to the point during the month where you think, hey, I'm doing really well, and all of a sudden I'm really happy with my rank, then, you stop playing just casually and you start trying to preserve your rank. But if you really do, like, for example, this month, I do not care at all about my rank. I'm quitting game. Like, with my druid, I just want to get golden druid. So if I'm dismally losing, like, if they've got 7 minions on the board by turn 5 somehow, I'm just conceding because I'm not going to win it. You know, some people might get upset that I've pulled out early on a game, but, you know, I'm there for a purpose. If I'm at rank 19, that's fine, as long as I win, you know, my 500th game as druid, as long as I get there. So it depends on what your motivation is. If you get to the point, though, where you find yourself at rank 10 and you've never been there before, then start playing seriously and do your casual gaming for your other classes. But, yeah, just go loosey-goosey. That's my comment.
Yeah, I've done something similar in the past couple of months. I decided I do someday want my golden archer, but, you know, I'm not in a huge rush to get it. So whenever I get a quest that I think I can take advantage of with my hunter, I will put my hunter into ranked and play it that way. And it got me to 15 last month, and 15 the month before, and 14 the month before that. In fact, it was Micmac that whispered me and said, hey, you know, you've been getting a 15 pretty consistently. It's just, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just playing my hunter, and then I say, oh, crap, I'm at 15. I think I'm going to quit because I'm more afraid of just the demoralizing effect of losing a lot and getting knocked off my mini pedestal, you know? So,
yeah, totally.
That's why I only go that far. But, and also, I can't do it at work because the iPad experience...
Yeah, that's true, too.
I tweeted about this today. I don't know if other people are experiencing this, but in the past month or two, I don't know if it was a patch, because there was a big patch recently. Lately, my iPad and iPhone games, actually I stopped on the iPhone, my iPad games have just been so inconsistent, and I'm getting errors I never used to get before. Like before, if I got booted from a game, I get back in, it resumes, and I play. Now it puts me back in, and then it just freezes there. And everything is acting like it's playing. You know, the character says, I must go, or whatever. But I'm not allowed to play. My opponent doesn't play, and I sit there until I reboot the whole thing. And these are just recently, and they're more errors than I've ever seen before. So I don't dare get into a ranked play. But I don't know. Do you play on a device?
I do, and in fact, lately, I must admit, I am noticing the same thing. I'm getting a few more logouts happening on me than I normally get.
Well, this is what made me realize it wasn't just me. I went to the iTunes reviews for the Hearthstone app for mobile use, and I set it to most critical review. Because, you know, Blizzard fans are big fanboys. They praise everything Blizzard does, even sometimes when they don't deserve the praise. And even I've been guilty of that. So I went to most critical, and all of the bad reviews, the 1- and 2-star reviews that I read, were all pretty much the same thing. All complaints about the mobile device. And some of them even went so far to say, what a pity, it works so great on my PC, but it's horrible on my iPad or my iPhone. So I don't know if they're working on this or if they realize this is a big problem for people. But I don't dare ever play ranked on my iPad, even at home anymore.
Yeah, that's it. But I just wanted to say for you know, for new players that are feeling quite casual, they're not too concerned about how high up the ladder they go, I would totally encourage playing in ranked mode so that you can start working towards your golden heroes.
I might do that. I've said that before, though, and then I start playing and start getting frustrated. So, especially at the beginning of the month when the legendary players are all out there the very first couple of days and they're ranking up. Ouch, it's very painful. Brawl this week was, surprise, a repeat. But before it became a repeat, it was a big, there was a big to-do, wasn't there? Ugly Brute, I forgot what happened. I know it didn't start out as the portal mage. It started out with something else going wrong.
Exactly.
Then, yeah. Yep.
Well, when Brawl first came out, it was Ragnaros versus Nefarian again. So people were like, what the heck's going on? You know, it hasn't even been 10 Brawls yet, and we're already back to the first one. But Blizzard very quickly put out an announcement saying, no, it's incorrect, we're working on the bug, and we will get it onto the new one as quickly as we can. I think it only took them a few hours.
But the new one was a used one.
The new one was a more recent used one. If it had gone back to Ragnaros and Nefarian, that would have been better, because it went back to something from the very beginning. Whereas the Portal one was only like 2-3 times ago.
You know what, you're right. I thought it was actually a different slant on the Portal, but it was actually the same Portal one, wasn't it?
I mean, exactly, no, I didn't mind it, because I got the quest to cast 40 spells, so I played a mage, and with all those portal cards, it took me like 3 games to get my 40 spells. But, you know, I mean, I'll use the Brawl as a means to get quests done sometimes, but it was a recent duplication, so when we were asking, okay, what do you think is going to happen now, they started duplicating pretty fast.
Yeah, too fast. I think maybe they're concentrating so much on the Grand Tourney stuff that maybe they're spending less time designing new Brawls. I'm sure there will be new ones, and they're just going to rehash these for a while. But
unless it was an error, maybe it was because they may have planned on having a completely different thing that we just didn't even see, and something may have bugged on it, and they got the Ragnaros one out, and they wanted to switch that one up, so they moved to the portal when it on, you know, all the time they had wanted to do something else that we just didn't see yet. We don't know. We'll see what happens on Wednesday when they come out again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to find out what it's going to be. I'm genuinely surprised, though. I wouldn't have thought that they'd bring Brawls live if they only had this many of them. I would have thought they really would have had quite a large library of them before they went live with it.
We'll have to see. How many did you play? Did you play a lot?
Sorry, what was that?
Did you play a lot of Brawls, or did you just play with got your cards and then go?
I just played only one of this one and then got my card and went.
Honestly?
Oh, I just won one. There's somebody in the chat room is saying we never did the portals before.
Yeah, I've got a gut feeling that it's different to what we had in the past. I'm pretty sure it is a new one.
Maybe we're just remembering it from the last, not expansion, but
it was in Blackrock.
It was right? In Blackrock.
Okay, that's what I'm remembering it from.
Yeah, I was pretty sure too, because there was no one was up in arms about this one, whereas they were up in arms about Ragnaros and Nefarian.
Yeah, all right.
So
I wonder
how the mistake happened.
Same
then.
Thing. Maybe I won once and I was done.
I played it a lot. I thought it was fun. I like the gimmicky one. That was fun. So I played it quite a few times. And as I said, you can't beat it when you've got that quest to play 40 spells. I mean, that's just the perfect brawl for it.
Yeah, I was confusing it with the other mage one where you... Well, it was a mage for me. It was the one where you cast a spell and got a minion of the same casting cost. That's what I was confusing it with.
Yeah, no, this is a new one. So I reckon it was just an absolute mistake. You know, obviously someone in Team 5 left their glasses at home and came in that morning and pressed the wrong button and on went Ragnaros and Nefarian instead of so many portals.
Well, let's move on to tournaments, Ugly Brute. You said there's a lot going on in the tournament world this week.
Well, there is. I really enjoyed one particular tournament this weekend. First of all, the one that I often speak about, the Archon Team League, they're actually having the week off. So I wasn't able to watch that. I felt a bit flat about that until I found out that Challenge Stone 3 was on this weekend. Now, have you guys heard of the Challenge Stone tournaments before?
Nope, you're the tournament guy.
No, fair enough. I reckon it's something we should do one time, but basically what they do is they set some rules. They get all the players together, and then the officials tell them what the rules are for this challenge stone. So for this particular challenge stone, the rules were this. It was called right on target. That's what they called it. The challenge was right on target. So you had to make three decks of different classes. So it was conquest style, you know, where you play with one deck, and if you lose, you can't use that one. If you win, you can't use that one again, and so forth. Now, every card that you had in the deck had to be able to target another minion or a hero. So, for example, you could play a Youthful Brewmaster because a Youthful Brewmaster will target another minion to return to your hand. Or you could play a Fire Elemental because the Fire Elemental, when it comes on the board, it can target three damage onto another minion. So everything in your hand, whether it be a spell or a minion, had to be able to target another minion or the hero. Now, some of the players were really clever and they came up with some ideas. So, for example, some of them realized that if you play an Ancient of Lore as a druid, yes, it can target your hero to heal, but during the game, you didn't have to use it for that. You could also use the other option, which was to draw cards. Also, Starfall for druid.
Oh, that's almost cheating.
Almost cheating, but they were just being smart with the rules. So Starfall, which is another one. You know, Starfall, you can target a minion for 5 damage. But you can also, because it's a druid card, you've got the choose mechanic, you could also choose to do a AoE of 2 damage to everything. Now, that came in important because with this rule where you had to target a minion or a hero, most of the classes didn't have access to their AoE spells. Because your AoE spells you can't target a minion with. So Druid.
Well, there's Druid again. Druid's got Swipe. You could target Druid one and AoE the rest.
Exactly. Druid with Swipe and Starfall was the only class that had a AoE. Another thing that was very hard to come by with these rules was card draw. Because you think of it, most of the cards that give you card draw don't target anything. So again, we were mentioning already the Ancient of Lore. But what do you guys think? Here's a little puzzle for you guys. What were some of the card draw cards that you could use because they targeted a minion or a hero?
I don't know, there's too many.
Actually, there weren't many at all that you could actually use in this regard. So with card draw, there was only Druid with the Ancient of Lore. Card draw, yeah. With card draw, there was only Druid with the Ancient of Lore, like we mentioned. There was Paladin. Now, what two cards can Paladin use to draw cards that also target either the hero or a minion?
Well, there's the one, the hammer, that does 3 damage and draw a card. I forgot the name of it.
That's true.
I played it today. That's called...
Hammer of Wrath.
I'll find it. Yeah, that's
Hammer of Wrath. Yep, or Wrath, or Wrath in Australia, Wrath in America. There's also the Blessing of Wisdom, which is the one where you can target a minion, and each time that minion attacks, you draw a card.
And the minion gives card draw, yeah.
Exactly. And then there was also Lay on Hands, which targets your hero for health, but then gives you also some cards. So, and the only other class that has got a targeted draw mechanic is Hunter with Quickshot. But it's hard to use because you have to make sure that Quickshot's the last card in your hand.
Well, there's a Shaman card, though, that targets and
draws
it unlocks
card.
Your mana crystals. Oh, no, wait, it doesn't draw a card. It unlocks your mana crystals. Never mind.
Yep.
I didn't say that.
That's okay. So that was some interesting things that we saw. But what was really fun about this tournament, guys, was they had top professionals playing it. And you got to see, it was speeded up. You speed it up so you could just watch them making their decks on the screen. But they had 20 minutes to make 3 decks. Okay, so 20 minutes from being told what the rules were to having all 3 of your decks, you only had 20 minutes. So you think about that. If you just found out just now, you've got to make 3 decks and everything in it has to be able to target a hero and a minion, go. And you've got 20 minutes.
I'd say, give me my entry fee back, I'm out of here.
No, exactly, you just go into the search option and hit in the word target. It'll bring up the cards.
Well, I sped it up so you could watch them doing it. So one of the guys was called Lothar. He was.
But hold on, I want to interject for just 1 second.
Sure, sure.
Lay on Hands does not target anyone.
Lay on Hands targets your hero for 8 health.
It does not. It does not. It says restore 8 health. That's not a targeted spell.
Might be semantics.
They allowed
it. It sounds
this
like
one.
They allowed it. It sounds like they allowed it because it directly affected your hero.
Yeah, it's not a targeted effect, though. It just happens. Right. It's like a default
that.
Effect.
They can just be happy that you weren't an arbiter at the actual thing, so.
they let them get away with the druid thing, and then they let the paladins get away with this. It sounds like they weren't paying too close attention.
So, basically, getting back to them actually making the decks, they had 20 minutes to make the decks. They sped it up, but you could still watch it. Like, it was at, like, you know, 4x speed. You could watch them making these decks. Now, Lothar got to the final, but I saw him make his decks at the start, and he was really smart. It was kind of exciting to watch him because he spent about 10 minutes looking at all the cards. You could see the other guy, because it was like a split screen. The other guy that was playing against him was like throwing together his deck straight away. But Lothar was just calmly going through the pages, looking at what's got advantages, what hasn't got advantages, what can I use, what's the best classes. You could just see it ticking over in his head. And then he only had like 10 minutes left, and he slammed together all three of his decks. Like, he literally had, I think it was like just under 2 minutes left when he finished his last deck. So it was really exciting to watch them make the decks. And what was cool is after they made the decks, Krip, who was the host, he interviewed them, asking them why they made certain choices. And it was really insightful. It got you thinking about how to put decks together. So cut a long story short, it got down to the finals. The finals were between Lothar and Forsen. And it was really nail-biting. If you haven't got time to watch all of it, you can go to Tempo Storm's Twitch channel, and you can just fast forward through to the end of it. And it was the best of seven for the final. They got down to three each, so it was a decider match, and that decider match was fantastic to watch. It was just a real back and forth. One was in the lead, then the other was in the lead. One top deck the perfect answer, the other one top deck the perfect answer. Lothar was playing Priest, Boo, and Forsen was playing Shaman. And do you want me to tell you who wins, or do we want to do the spoilers, or do we want to let people go and watch it? Or?
Oh, we've always said we have spoilers. So, spoiler alert. Turn off your sounds, fast forward a little bit. Go for it.
Forsen, boys. Forsen won in the
with,
end.
With the Shaman?
With his Shaman, yep. But it was really exciting, guys. I really recommend watching Challenge Stones when they come out because they're so different. And what do you guys think? I reckon down the track, we don't have to commit to it now, but I was thinking down the track,
that sounds like
we might do one of these where we, I don't know whether we've got the technology to tell everyone at the last minute, but maybe we can tell everyone what the rules are and give them a few weeks or whatever to put together their decks.
Well, we've done a couple of funky ones like that.
We have, with the basic set only and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something we could do. If you come up with some fun ideas, we can definitely put it into the next tournament.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as one of you two want to do it.
There you go. Is that the news for the tourney, Ugly Boo?
That is tournaments done for me, yep.
Okay, so we're going to move on to...
Yeah, I don't think this is the type of game where people worry about spoilers. Not like Warcraft where you say, okay,
right.
Who's the last boss of the expansion, and then what happens? People get freaked out when they find out about that too soon. But
right,
who wins tournaments? It's old news by the time we say it, probably.
So it's not like you're going to see, Empire Strikes Back for the first time, and someone whispers, "It's his dad,"
right.
Which somebody did to me, by the way. But
Oh no!
Yeah, I was babysitting, and the kid had seen it opening night, and I was going to go the next night, and he told me.
Oh.
Honest Bane, let's talk about the tourney, then we're going to talk about surprise for everybody and close up the show.
Well, the tournament is now live on BattleFi. If you've entered, you can go there and see who you're facing. We got 31 out of 32, which is actually more than last time. So, good turnout. And the gates have closed. And the brackets are made, and so this Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Which means
I have
that
no
Monday,
idea what time that is. That means it occurs on Sunday at some time for Ugly Brute.
For Ugly Brute, in the morning, first thing in the morning.
Yep, just after breakfast.
But that means also that next month, this coming Monday, we are going to have a guest speaker. The winner of the tourney is likely to be on the show.
Potentially.
Yeah, exciting.
Potentially,
so
I said, likely to be.
If you are signed up for the tournament and have not friended Ugly Brute, Blacklace, and Autumn's Bane, you need to do that before the tournament starts, because we have a lot going on when the tournament's starting, and spending our time trying to track people down and friend them is not how we want
to
spend it.
And then wait for their friend request to be accepted. Exactly.
So, hey, yeah, guys, please. It's a little bit evil, but you know what I'm hoping?
What's that?
I'm hoping that the tournament goes really, really long. And it's like for you guys, it's like 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. And for me, it's only lunchtime.
Why?
Then we won't
be
able to...
We have to get up at 6 for raid.
But then I'll just feel superior because I'm so fresh and awake and I've still got the day ahead of me. And you guys are like eyes hanging out of your head. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. Baby's crying in the background. Crazy
stuff.
You
get up in 3 hours to raid?
You said you liked being on this podcast, right?
He did. He did say that.
You said you wanted an evil influence on the podcast, though, AB.
No, I said I was the evil influence on the podcast.
Sorry.
You're going to go the way of Micmac, and I'm going to have to fire you.
You're fired.
So that's the truth. That's what happened. The truth comes out.
All right, let's not talk about that.
We miss Micmac. Okay.
Actually, Micmac will be in the tournament.
Micmac could potentially be on the next show.
He left the show just so he could be in the tournament, right?
There you go. All right, so we have a special announcement. As I mentioned at the beginning of this show, this is episode 90, which is so very close to the big 100. 100 is just weeks away from here. So we have
double take time.
I said one double aught, yes.
Did you just become my great grandmother?
I'm not 100 years old.
Who says double aught these days?
Shut up, Autumn's me.
You should say that we're turning 50.
Yeah, there you go.
That's old times as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, fortunately, Blizzard has a lot of middle-aged players, so they'll get it, maybe.
Can I continue?
Blacklace.
I can talk now.
Why'd you stop talking?
Because you... Never mind. So, 100th episode coming soon. And if you recall, on our 50th episode, we gave away a really, really, really nice set of headphones. We are doing the same thing. We will get the brand and more details later. But there's going to be a professional style headset being given away on our 100th episode. But wait, there's more. You have to earn this. So what we're saying is give us your screenshots of either your best play or the most intricate play, or something that just looked really funky of one of your plays, send us a screenshot. What we'll do is we'll go through all the screenshots we get, and the top 5 will go into a little pool, and Xander, our proprietor?
Our producer.
Our producer.
Games
well,
master.
But we're in the
You
inn,
and I are
so.
The proprietors.
Oh, that's true. That's our inn.
He's the games master, I reckon.
Yes. So he's going to draw from those 5 and let us know who the winner is, so there'll be no biases. But send us your screenshots of your best play or your most funky play or your most unique play, and it's going to go into a drawing for the 100th episode. You can start sending them now, giving you plenty of time. You've got 10 episodes to get those to us. You've got plenty of time to find a really awesome screenshot. Send it to us, and you'll be in the drawing for the headset. And we'll get details from you at that time. Gentlemen, anything else to add?
Yes, we're also accepting any birthday cakes. So as long as they're packaged correctly and refrigerated, send them to Autumn Spain, and he will come up for us for our 100th.
Oh, that type of birthday. Okay. Very good.
But also, one other thing I wanted to mention is, for those that are listening, we have not forgot about the brand new cards. We're intending to look at them individually with each class down the track. Is that right, Blacklace?
It is. But while we had other news tonight, we were foregoing that to when we can actually dedicate episodes to those cards.
Exactly.
Excited. Very excited. So you can find us on Twitter, Worthy Opponent. Follow us and send us your tweets. You can listen to us live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Twitch TV, Holosuite Media. You can send us an email at our Gmail address of AWO Hearthstone. You can find us on iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone. You can listen to us on Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can Google Plus us at A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Holosuite Media, Xander, the man behind the curtain, and the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. And again, thank you, Micmac, for, although you are not here with us in voice, here with us in spirit, doing the feed of your games so that people can watch. So thank you, Micmac, for twitching us. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful week. Good luck to the contestants of our tournament on Saturday night. We'll see you all there. And happy hearthing.
Bye, everyone.
Holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent, or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.
Blacklace, you are so kind.
I am going to beat the shit out of you. Who's kind? You are lucky you're on the other side of the globe because I would hunt you down.
That's the only reason I do it.
That's the hunter. I will hunt you down.
Exactly.
And I'm still recording.
And you're still a pain in the ass.
That's going at the end of the show.
Oops, I forgot embarrassing moments. Shit city. Hold on. That would probably be best after Crosley's deck, so we'll do that at 6A.
I ain't going to play shit city.
That's okay. Still going at the end of the episode.
Oh, shit. He's recording. God damn.